This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The profit report from UPS this morning was not so great. Shipping volume was way up, but earnings were down, in part because the company made big investments to meet a holiday rush this past year that never quite did materialize. CEO David Abney said he's going to tack on some extra fees to make sure that, in his words, the company is properly compensated for the value it provides. Those fees include, by the way, with oil off more than 50% since June, an increase in fuel surcharges. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
UPS has quietly changed how it calculates fuel surcharges. The result, even though the price of fuel is down, and even though part of the cost of sending a package is a special charge pegged to fuel prices, the savings on fuel won't be reflected in what you pay for ground shipping. A couple weeks ago, FedEx announced that its fuel surcharge would actually rise from 5.5% to 6%.
How can it go from 5.5% to 6%? Hello?
That's Jerry Hempstead. He's a consultant who works with shipping customers to help them get better rates.
Whoa. Time out. Fuel went down.
He thinks it's the opposite of a price war. First, UPS had higher rates. FedEx bumped. Now it's UPS's turn.
They did it because they could.
The price of sending a package actually includes a whole bundle of little charges, starting with a base rate, which just saw annual increases from both carriers by about 5%. Now we've also got bumps in what are called accessorial charges, like extra fees for delivering to remote locations, and a new way of charging for smaller packages. Instead of charging by weight, shippers now also count the size. Rob Martinez runs Shipware, another consultancy that works with shipping customers. He says that one change raised costs by an average of 17%. For a company that makes microwaves and refrigerators, there might be no impact.
Other shippers, it is literally doubling some of their costs.
If their product doesn't weigh much but comes in a bigger box, for example. Martinez says all this may work for FedEx and UPS because they're the only two national companies in the business.
It's great for UPS and FedEx investors, but lack of competition is bad for shippers.
He says some of his customers are giving the U.S. Postal Service another look. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.